Over the weekend, we heard on the ABC, David Littleproud was talking about the need to get a bit of a wish list from the National Farmers Federation about what they'd like to see in terms of drought assistance, and also was foreshadowing that that will probably go to Cabinet. Well, joining us now to discuss where New South Wales farmers are and what sort of things they'd like to see on that list is Wayne Dunford, who joins us now fresh from a teleconference talking about drought assistance. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Michael. Thank you.
Now, in terms of the wish list, we've heard some of the things talked about previously, but I guess there hasn't been a lot of joy from the government in terms of things like reseeding money or maybe cash payments. What sorts of things would New South Wales farmers like to see put on the table at Cabinet?
Well, I think there's a few things, obviously, and I suppose the overrider is that given this drought's continuing and getting far more serious, you know, people even in the last few days, how are we going to plant our crop next year or how are we going to restock and the likes of that. So obviously that cash injection, and whether it be loans and grants is up for debate, but obviously restocking grants stroke loans, whichever they might go, is probably going to be very critical for the cropping industry, because central New South Wales, well, most of the northern state, is looking virtually a total crop failure again. Restocking's down the track. I think they're on the agenda. We need to be talking about them now because our core breeding flock numbers are way down.
There has been some talk about the interest rates and maybe having the government or the cabinet look at the idea of no interest on that loans. Is that something that farmers and New South Wales farmers and the NFF might be interested in seeing?
Oh, definitely, Michael. I think it's critical, and we hear about how low interest rates are, but people that have obviously got ongoing loans, the interest rate is still a significant part of their costs for the year. Banks probably haven't passed it all on like we'd expect them to or hope they would, so there is room there to move. And I think I don't think we can look at the old interest rate rebate subsidies, but I think there could be some pressure put on maybe by the federal government, or maybe the loans that are out there, given that the government can source that money at a very low interest rate, there might be the ability to, forego some interest for not just 1 or 2 years, but maybe the whole term of the loan.
And the other issue too is it's not actually going to cost the government very much if they're making loans that are going to be repaid, and it's not like it's actually handing out the cash like they used to with the forms of subsidies in the past.
No, that's exactly right, because they're gaining that money at a very low rate, obviously, currently. They're putting some small on-costs on to cover the costs, and, you know, that's all they'd miss out on. So I think it's an opportunity to sort of make some significant help anyway, whereas loans have still got to be repaid, so they're going to get their money back anyway.
What about the idea of making the farm household allowance easier to get? I gather that there's about 30,000 people that are 30,000 farm families that are eligible or could be eligible, but only about 7,000 have been able to take it up.
It's been an issue, Michael, and I've been speaking about it for quite a while now, because it really is not a fit for purpose allowance, because it's really a unemployment allowance that they've tried to tweak and convert to putting food on the table, basically, for farmers that have got no income. So I think in my mind it's fairly simple. It used to work very well. It was X amount of money, food on the table. It was administered by Centrelink, not linked to an unemployment benefit, and that's where we have the hang-up, as I see it.
So in the past, the system that was set up that was similar was better, and they should revert to that?
Well, I think, to my mind, and I mean, we've mentioned it, it would be a simple way forward, even though someone might say it's going backwards. But it worked before. Centrelink administered it. There was controls about asset bases and that around it, and income over 3 years. If you met that criteria, automatically eligible.
I mean, the other issue, too, I gather, is off-farm income. A lot of people forced to take jobs off farm, and if they were able to get some of this household allowance money, that would certainly take the pressure off.
Well, that's exactly right, and as even people have said, you know, if our employees were able to get household allowance, we could still pay them a little bit of money and retain that expertise for when it does rain and break. So there's things that can be looked at very, and I think the word is urgently, because they've been saying for a couple of years a lot of people are eligible for FHA, they haven't taken it up. there's got to be a good reason why they haven't. Simplifying the forms is not, to me, the whole answer. There are other things that could be done. So, you know, it needs to be very high on their agenda, I think.
And I gather you're on a teleconference, and I would imagine some of these issues are being fast-tracked into the NFF so that they're the sort of representations that they'll make to government, maybe make to cabinet.
Exactly, Michael, and I think the sooner the better, to be honest. I've been around the state a little bit this last week, a few days, and it's atrocious in some areas and bad in others and getting worse in a lot of others. So I think we need to be sitting around the table probably a lot more often and throwing a lot of ideas there at the government to see what we can work out and get some immediate help for as many people as we can.
But there has been frustration, hasn't there, that it's taken so long. There's been frustration, you know, many people 3 or 4 years without a crop, many people having to sell off all their stock and not having any ground cover at all left and those sorts of things. No water on many properties, and that's been that way for a long time. Why has it taken so long before the government started listening?
Good question. I think, to be honest, I think the bottom line is that, like everyone else, they hoped it would rain sooner than later and that would solve a lot of their problems. But to me now, I mean, as you said, up to 7 years in some parts of the state, 3 failed crops in a row or 2 definitely. This is taking us down a path we've never been before. And starting to speak, you know, with old established farming families and the like that have run into this are starting to even scratch their heads. So I think the government, in all honesty, and NFF and state farming organisations, we've got to be sitting down on a regular basis, exploring all avenues and starting to look seriously about how important agriculture is to this country, because it's going to rain again. As you said, stock numbers are way down, core breeding stock, capacity around communities are leaving, doesn't matter, shearing contractors. You know, grain carriers are selling off all their trucks because there's been no business for 2 years. So it's really starting to snowball. And I think on the other side of the ledger, the government's going to have to really start to snowball what they think they're going to do to help farmers as well.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if those issues get traction in the next few days or so. And we'll be following it closely. Wayne Dunford, thanks for your time on the program today.
Thanks very much, Michael.